Hallelujah. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿神祝大家平安。
Today, this morning, our topic is to be separated.
那么今天早上我们要用分别出来为题目。
We know since we were very young as a child, we learned about the concept of separating things.
我们从小大概都已经开始学怎么样分东西出来。
For example, when we were very young, we must know how to separate between those who are our family and not our family.
我们从小就教我们的小孩子，我们自己也学习怎么样分别什么是家里人，什么是外人。
When they go to school, they must learn what belongs to the family and what belongs to the school.
那么我们到学校要学什么是学校的，什么是家里的。
When they go to work, they must learn about what belongs to personal belonging and what belongs to the company.
当我们上班以后，就要分什么是公司的，什么是自己的。
So the whole concept of human being life, we must know how to separate things into its own category.
所以我们简单而言，人的一生来说，基本上都在分别东西。
In terms of worshiping God, the same idea can apply.
那么我们在拜神这方面也是同样的道理。
God is invisible.
神是看不见的
But we know he is there.
但是我们知道他在那里
And how can we describe God?
我们如何来形容神
We always say God is holy.
我们总是说神是圣洁的
But let us step one more step to ask the question, what does it mean to be holy?
我们如何来说什么东西是圣洁
Of course, holy means there's no sin.
神圣圣洁也就是说没有罪的
But if you ask one more question, what does it really mean to be holy?
但是如果我们进一步真正想要了解什么是圣洁什么是神圣
Actually, holy means belongs to God
圣洁一字这个字事实上是属于神的
That means God separates something to himself and belongs to him
也就是神将他自己分别出来
In terms of us human beings, we know we are created by God
我们人都是由神来创造
But God also creates so many animals and plants
神同时也创造了许多的动物植物
ButWhat are the real differences between human and animals?
那么我们要问人跟动物到底分别在哪里
Because God separates us from animals.
因为神将人分别出来
In what aspect does God separate us from animals?
那么从哪一方面人将神分别出来呢、神将人分别出来呢
So today we'll use Genesis chapter 1 and 2 to discuss about the differences.
我们请看创世纪第一章第二章我们来看它各中的道理。
Okay, the first point is God separates us human beings has different images than animals.
首先，神造人用了自己的形象，也就是从形象上面来分出人。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
我们请看创世纪的第一章。
Verse 26.
第一章的第二十六节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
创世纪第一章第二十六节，神说：“我们要照着我们的形象。”照着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
So here tell us how did God created the first human being?
在这里告诉我们神如何制造第一个人。
God created human being out of his image.
那么神创造第一个人是依他的形象来造。
If you read previous few verses when God created the animals.
我们往前看几节，我们看到神如何来造动物。
But Bible never say God created animals in His own image.
但是在这里，从没有告诉我们神用他自己的形象来造动物。
But when created human being, God said, "I created them in My own image."
但是神在这里特别说要造人，那么就要按照神的形象来造人。
But what does it mean God's image?
什么是神的样式？
We don't know how God looks like.
我们不知道神长什么样。
Doesn't mean God have two eyes, one mouth, one nose, two ears.
在这边并不是告诉我们神像我们人长得一模一样。
But what does it mean God's image?
那么在这里到底告诉我们什么是神的形象？
When people are arguing or rebuking each other.
当我们看到两个人在吵架的时候。
When they are going to a very severe argument.
当我们看他吵得很凶的时候。
Maybe sometimes one side will rebuke the other side.
有时候一个人会骂另外一个人。
You are not a human being.
我们常常听到有人说你不是人。
Of course, we should not use this kind of language to tell other people.
我们不应当用这样的话来骂人。
But usually this is what we heard.
但是我们却常常听到
When a human being is doing something which is not good, then we know that he loses the reputation and the image as a human being.
当我们看到一个人做了不应该是人做的事情的时候，我们就觉得他已经失去人的样子。
But what is the real image of human being?
那么到底人到底是什么样子？
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们请看到新约圣经以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24.
以弗所书第四章第二十四节。以弗所书第四章第二十四节，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Here tell us God's image. What is the God's image?
在这里再一步告诉我们神的形象。
Before Adam and Eve committed sin, what was the image they having?
在亚当夏娃犯罪之前，他们的形象到底是什么样子？
There are two main points here.
在这里有两个重点。
First is righteousness.
第一个就是正义。
Secondly is holiness.
再来就是圣洁。
Yes, before they commit sin, they possess these two characters.
在他们犯罪之前，他们有公义，有圣洁。
This is the image of God.
这就是神的形象。
But animal does not have these two characters.
反而观之，我们看动物没有这两样形象。
Animal don't talk about righteousness.
动物不谈公义的。
In animal kingdom.
在动物的王国里，
If I am strong, I can devour you.
如果一个动物很强，就能够吃另外一个弱的动物。
This is the rule in the jungle.
因为这就是动物的规矩。
There's nothing about righteousness.
在这里没有，在动物世界里面不谈公义的。
But human being is different.
但是人不同。
We should talk about righteousness.
人要谈公义。
Righteousness is how human beings should deal with each other.
公义就是人与人之间相处的一个义。
In animal kingdom.
在动物的世界，
Animal never talks about holiness.
在动物的世界里面，动物不谈圣洁。
Animal only concerned about the instinct.
那么动物只谈他们自己需要的什么？
The 本能。
的本能是什么？
For example, when the mating season comes,
当交配时期到了，
the animal will be very excited and they will just grab anyone available for mating.
你们会看到动物，我们会看到动物就这样交配，因为他们的时间到了。
But human being is different.
人不同。
Human being should concern holiness.
人要考虑到圣洁。
What is the right thing in the eyes of God?
什么是神眼中看为正的事？
We cannot be controlled by our own instinct.
我们不能用自己的本能来控制自己。
So this is the difference between animal and human being.
在这里告诉我们人跟动物最大的差别。
We should have the image of God.
人要有神的形象。
Righteousness and holiness.
要有公义，要有圣洁。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1.
我们再看以弗所书第四章
第一节。
第一节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1
以弗所书第四章的第一节，我为主所求的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Here Paul encouraged the believer, whatever we act, we should be according to our own status as a grace of God.
在这里保罗劝勉所有的信徒，我们如何行事都 要跟神相称。
Here tells us that when we are chosen,
今天我们是蒙召的。
That means God selected us out of the world, out of other animals, select us as human beings.
既然蒙召就是一个选择，神将我们从所有人当中选出来。
So we should have our duty.
因此我们有自己的责任。
Because we know right and duties are always coexist.
我们都知道责任跟所有的该做的事情是一起同时存在的。
So what is the duty?
我们的责任是什么？
Whatever we act should be according to the grace given to us.
我们的行事就要像圣经中所说的，要与那蒙召的恩相称。
That means according to our status.
也就是说要根据我们的
身份
来相称。
There was a prime minister of a big country.
我们看到一个国家的总理。
There was one time when he visited another country.
当这个总理到另外一个国家去访问的时候，
He knew there was a very famous coffee shop, Starbucks.
那么他知道这个 Starbucks 是最有名的咖啡的商店。
That Prime Minister really like coffee.
这个总理非常喜欢咖啡。
But during his visit to the foreign nation,
但是他到这个国外另外国家的时候，
he told the reporters,
他告诉记者，
I really like to go to drink that coffee.
我很想进那个咖啡店。
But because I'm holding this office,
但是我却有这样的总理身份。
My status is the leader of a whole country visiting another country.
那么总理代表一个国家出国去访问另外一个国家。
And I cannot just simply walk into the coffee shop on the street and to have a coffee. But if one day I come down for this office, then I am free to go.
我不能因为我想喝咖啡，所以就很简单的进入这个咖啡店来喝咖啡。但是如果我没有这个总理身份，我确实会进去喝咖啡的。
That doesn't mean the coffee itself is wrong, but you know his status as a country leader should not just go on the street everywhere to just to have food like this in a foreign land.
这个例子并不是告诉我们喝咖啡是个错事，而是说这个人有这样的身份，不能够去他想要去的地方。
So that's come to the same point about we as a Christian.
今天返回来看我们一个基督徒。
Sometimes people always ask, can we do this? Or are we allowed to do this?
我们常常会被别人问说，你们基督徒可不可以做这个做那个？
Sometimes we always have this question in our mind.
我们常常也都这么想，我可不可以做这个做那个？
For example, some people can ask.
有时候我们会这么问。
As a Christian, are we allowed to smoke?
基督徒是不是可以抽烟啊？
Bible never says you cannot smoke.
圣经里面没有告诉我们不可以抽烟。
Of course, during the time of Bible, there's no cigarette, no tobacco.
那么在圣经的时代，在那个时代并没有任何讲到烟草的事。
But if we use this concept to ask ourselves,
但是我们用同样的道理来问自己。
If we always holding a cigarette,
如果我们总是手叼一根烟。
If even the Bible did not say we should not smoke,
虽然说圣经里面告诉我们说不是说没有告诉我们不可以抽烟。
But if we always holding a cigarette,
但是我们手里总是有个烟。
And if the unbeliever around looking at us,
那么那些非基督徒在我们四周看着我们。
Does this cigarette match our own status as a children of God?
那么手边的这支烟是不是能够真的与我们这个身份，神的儿女的身份相称？
Because we as a children of God having a more precious position than the prime minister, than the president.
因为我们的身份，神儿女这个身份远远超过国家的总理的身份。
Same thing, people ask about should we drink?
同样的道理，人家会问说，基督徒可不可以喝酒？
Of course, Bible never says you should not, you never drink.
圣经里面并没有告诉我们不可以喝酒。
But if we easily get drunk,
但是如果我们很容易酗酒
and always holding the alcohol on the hand,
我们总是手边都有一杯酒
all the way going to the bar,
我们总是去这些吧台的地方
and our red get red easily, our face get red,
那么我们很容易就面红耳赤了
and when the people view us,
外人看我们
does this match our status?
我们的行为是不是与我们的身份相称呢
？So if we think about this, we'll get the answer very easily.
如果我们想到这个身份的问题，我们就很容易找到答案了。
Whatever we do, we think about what I'm doing. Is it very matching to my status, my reputation as a children of God?
我们将要做或是我们正在做的事情，是不是与我们这个神的儿女的身份来相称呢
？Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们请看哥林多前书的第四章
，chapter 4 verse 9.
哥林多前书第四章第九节
First Corinthians 4:9
哥林多前书第四章第九节我想神把我们使徒明明列在幕后好像定死罪的囚犯因为我们成了一台戏演给世人和天使观看
Paul tell us when we are present before the angels everything we are just like during an act and play
在这边保罗告诉我们我们就好像一台戏演给世人跟天使来观看。
What does it mean?
这里告诉我们什么事。
We have a role to play.
也就是说我们每一个人在戏台上都有一个演员的角色。
I don't know whether you like acting or not.
不管我不知道大家是不是喜欢当个演员。
When I was in high school.
我在高中的时候。
There was one day the drama society come to me.
那么有这个演戏的这个
社
团找我。
I said, hey,Timothy, you look like a. Can we ask you to play one character?
这个戏剧社团找我说，我能不能在他们那里演一出戏？
我说 ，Why me?
我问他为什么要找我呢
？You really look like that person.
因为呢，你看起来就像戏里面那个人。
我说 ，What do you want me to play?
那么我问他你要我演什么
？He said, Can you play a gangster?
那么你可不可以演一个流氓？
我说 ，Come on, please, I don't look like a gangster.
我问他，我长得真像流氓吗
？He said, No, it's okay. You just play.
没关系，你就来演这出戏吧。
And then tell me how to gel my hair.
那么他告诉我怎么把这个头发立起来。
How to put the sunglasses.
那么怎么样戴上墨镜。
How to put a heavy metal chains.
那么怎么样戴上这个项链。
So during the play, he told me very easily, just grab the knife and cue and step into one person and he will die and you finish your role.
那么我的戏份就是说上台以后杀了一个人就结束了。
Okay, no harm, only acting. Okay, I did it.
那么对我来说这个没什么大不了，我就演了。
And afterward,
演完之后
，They present to me the best supporting actress.
那么他们叫我再演一个，
颁给我一个奖啊，
颁给我一个奖。
The best supporting actress on the whole drama.
那么也就是说，这个最好的一个
配角。
配角。
Wow, well, I have mixed feeling.
那么我的感觉就很复杂了。
Maybe I really look like against at that time, but not now, certainly.
那么在那个时候，也许我真的像流氓，但现在不像。
So whatever we do, we should act it with real likely that kind of role.
但所以说，我们如果在一个戏台上，我们要演什么像什么。
So now the whole life is a play.
在这里告诉我们，我们整个人生就好像一台戏一样。
God give us the book.
神给我们剧本。
This is the Bible.
也就是圣经。
Our role is the children of God.
我们的身份，我们的戏码就是神的儿女。
Our role is the worker of God.
我们的戏码就是神的工人。
So how should we act it?
我们如何来演呢
？We should act according to the playbook.
那么当然，我们要按照剧本来演。
If we want to act the children of God, we must be like the children of God.
如果我们要演一个神的儿女，我们就要像个神的儿女。
When we speak like the children of God.
我们的说辞就要像个神的儿女在说话。
Wherever we go, people should know we are the children of God.
我们无论到什么样的地方，人就会看得出来我们就是神的儿女。
So this means our image is different than animal.
也就是说，我们的形象与动物是不同的。
But unfortunately, today the world is controlled by sin.
很不幸的，今天整个世界由罪来控制。
The image of human being has already been lost.
人的形象渐渐的不见了。
Now the human being are no longer look like a real human being.
那么我们会常常看到人不像人了。
So we should come back to our own image.
所以我们应该找回自己的形象。
That's why Paul tells us the righteousness and holiness is the image of God.
所以神告诉我们，公义和圣洁就是神的形象。
We should be reborn and repick the image that has been lost.
我们应该借由神来重生，重新找回这个形象。
Okay, secondly,
我们第二点
，How did human being different than animal?
我们怎么样分辨人跟动物
？Is the work is different?
我们看到这个工作的不同。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter one.
我们再看
创世纪 chapter one verse 22.
创世纪第一章第二十二节。
Now that record the role, the work of animal.
那么这边看到第二十二节，这边说到说动物被创造出来。
And then what are the animals supposed to do?
那么以及动物该做些什么
？Let's read verse 22.
我们请看第一章二十二节，神就赐给这一切说，滋生繁多，充满海中的水，雀鸟也要多生在地上。
Okay, the primary role or the work of animal is just to multiply to cover the whole world.
这边看到。神要动物所做的事情就是滋养众多
just to multiply
就是能够生越多越好
but God never tell them to do anything to manage the world
但是神却没有告诉动物来统治世界
but human being for human being God give them this work
但是我们紧接下来看到神给人一样工作
verse 26
26节这边说到说我们要照我们的形象按我们的形样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
God told animal to manage the whole world.
这边我们看到神叫人来管理世界。
Management comes from God.
我们看到管理是由神而来。
Some people say, "Oh, let's look at management. Management actually the primary, the original concept of management comes from God."
今天在管理界都常常听到管理各式各样的事情，但是最头的管理是神由来，是由神而来的。
When God created a human being, He gave us the wisdom so that we can manage.
当神造人，就已经给了人这样的智慧，如何管理
？But after human being committed sin.
但是在人犯罪之后
，We lost the real wisdom of management.
那么人就失去了管理这个智慧。
Look at how human being manage the environment today.
我们看看，我们放眼望去，看看人怎么管这个世界啊
！I don't know whether you realize now that the weather is getting warmer and warmer everywhere.
我们都知道世界这个温室效应越来越严重。
Why?
为什么
？Because we human being.
因为我们人类呢
，stop knowing how to manage the environment well.
我们已经渐渐地失去那样的智慧，如何来管理整个大自然
？We just multiply.
我们只知道生养众多了。
We just use the environment.
我们只是知道如何从这个环境中取来使用。
But we fail as a human being, as a race, to protect, to manage the environment.
但是身为一个人类，我们已经忘记如何来保护现在这个生态。
And look at the countries in this world.
我们看看全世界各个国家
，Why there are so many unrest and no peace？
那么为什么看到总是战争跟不和平
？We are human beings. We are supposed to be very wise.
因为人类在神的眼中应该是聪明智慧的
，But we are not wise.
可惜的是，人已经不聪明，没有智慧。
Many countries have lots of problems and cannot manage themselves very well.
我们看到我们四周的许许多多国家都有问题，都有麻烦。
Look at the families.
我们回头看看我们的家庭。
There's so many problems inside family nowadays.
我们所知道家庭里面许许多多都有状况。
Why?
为什么?
Because sometimes we don't manage our family well.
因为我们已经忘记，甚至不知道如何来管理家庭了。
And sometimes look at our life.
有时候我们看看自己的生活。
How do we manage our own life?
我们如何来管理自己的生活?
So after we committed sin, we lost the real essence, real wisdom of management.
当人类犯罪之后，人类的管理的智慧就已经失去了。
We cannot even manage our own self.
我们甚至连自己都管不好。
How can we manage our family?
我们怎么样管家庭?
How can we manage our whole country?
我们怎么样理国家呢?
How can we manage the whole world?
我们怎么样来掌握这个世界呢?
There was a wise man say that like this.
有这么一个很有智慧的人这么说。
He said when he was 20 years old,
他说当他20岁的时候,
he made a determination to make the world a better place.
那么他决定说他要让这个世界变成更好的地方。
But when he reached 40 years old,
但是当他40岁的时候,
he discovered he was not able to change the world.
他发现他已经没有这个能力能够改变世界。
So he lowered his goal and said, I make determination to change my own country to be a better country.
所以呢，他降低他的目标，我来改我的国家好了。
But when he reached 60 years old,
但是当他60的时候,
he discovered he can never change his own country by himself.
他又发现，又认为，又知道了说我连国家都改不了。
So he made a determination, I should make my family a better place.
所以他又这么决定，那么我就来管我的家庭好了。
But when he reached 70 years old,
但是到70岁的时候，
he discovered,
他发现，
he cannot change his family.
他甚至连个家都管不好。
So later he made this kind of determination and understanding.
所以到最后呢，他有这么样的一个明白。
He said,
他说，
if when he was 20 years old, he made the determination to change himself,
那么他如果在二十岁的时候就决定说如何来改变自己
，When he reached 40 years old, he can change his family.
当他来到四十岁的时候，他相信他就有这个能力，能够改变他的家庭。
Maybe when he reached 60 years old, he can change his country.
也就是说，当他到六十岁的时候，他就有这个能力，能够改变他的国家。
Maybe after his country become a better place, the whole world can be a little bit better.
当他能够治理国家，那么渐渐的就能够管理整个世界。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们请看罗马书。12章
Romans chapter 12
罗马书的第十二章
Verse 1 and 2
罗马书第十二章第一节第二节
Romans chapter 1 chapter 12 verse 1 to 2
罗马书第十二章第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的良善、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Here Paul told us what is the offering sacrifice pleasing to God.
那么这边保罗告诉我们，活祭。是让神喜悦的。
It's us. We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
也就是把我们当成活祭来献给神。
What does it mean?
这里告诉我们什么呢
？Verse two.
第二节。
Do not learn from this world. Do not conform to this world.
告诉我们说不要效法这个世界。
But rather be transformed inside to change inside.
但是我们要从内心来更新而变化。
So what is the meaning, real meaning of believing in Christ and follow Him?
所以在这边告诉我们一个基督徒什么叫做改变生活来跟随主。
Being a Christian doesn't mean that we just get baptized and every Saturday come here a few hours.
身为一个基督徒并不是只有受洗来到会堂而已。
Yes, they are the essential steps.
当然这是最基本最开始。
But what is the real essence?
但是最终的目的何在?
Being a Christian is to change ourselves from the past.
身为一个基督徒就是要把我们从旧改成新。
So this is our work to manage ourselves, to change ourselves.
所以这就是告诉我们，身为一个基督徒，我们自己要能够重新而变化。
So we should pray to God.
所以我们要向神祷告。
Ask the Lord to give us a calm heart.
那么要求神给我们一个安静的心。
To accept the people that we seems we cannot accept.
那能够让我们接受我们周遭我们似乎不能接受的人
We must ask the Lord to give us the courage
我们要求神给我们勇气
To change the person which can be changed
我们能够有勇气去改变我们周遭我们想要改变的人
But who is that person?
那么我们想要改变什么人
Ask the Lord to give us wisdom to know that person could be changed is us, is ourselves
那么我们要求神告诉让我们有智慧让我们有这样的勇气跟能力来先改变自己
The third point
第三点，
What is the difference between the human and animals?
那么人跟动物的差别在哪里？
The spirit is different.
我们看到这个灵不一样。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2 verse 6.
我们再看回创世纪。
Chapter 2 verse 6.
创世纪第二章第六节。
Chapter 2 verse 6.
创世纪第二章第六节，但有雾气从地上腾，滋润遍地。
Chapter verse 7.
第七节，神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
God used the dust to form animals and human beings.
神用地上的尘土造人造动物。
The material is the same.
这个制造的来源是一样的，
材料
是一样的。
But what is the real difference between human and animal?
但是重点来了。不同在哪里？
When God created the vegetables, the animals, the birds and the airs,
当神造动物到植物的时候，
The Bible never said God gave the animal the spirit of God.
圣经里面从没有告诉我们神将气给了动物。
The Bible only said when the animals or when the plant grow from the land, there's water vapor coming up from the ground to nourish.
这边告诉我们，神造好了所有的蔬菜植物之后，地上有雾气上腾来滋润遍地。
So this purely on the material sense.
那么这边告诉我们，这里也就是说，纯粹是属于物质面的。
Because we know without water, no creatures can live.
那么在自然界，没有水是没有生物的。
But besides water,
但是除了水之外
，human being need another thing to live.
那么神要人要靠另外一样东西继续生存。
Verse 6 tell us.
那么第
7 tell us,
第七节告诉我们
God breathed the air, the living air, into the nostril of the first human being, and he became a living being.
这边告诉我们一个重点，神将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
That air, that breath, is the spirit of God.
那个生气也就是神的灵。
God gave human being not only his own soul, but the spirit of God in him.
那么神不仅给人有魂，而且有灵的。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
We must remember ourselves is a living being.
今天我们要记住我们自己是有灵的活人。
We are not a dead being.
我们不是一个死人。
What is the spirit of God? What is the function of the spirit of God?
那么我们说有灵的活人，那么神的灵到底有什么功用？
The spirit of God lives in us.
因为神的灵要住在我们里面。
We always say, let's go to church.
我们常说我们去教会。
Let's go to the temple.
我们到圣殿。
But where is the temple?
那么神的圣殿到底在哪里？
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 6.
我们请看哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians 6:19.
哥林多前书第六章第十九节。
1 Corinthians 6 verse 19.
哥林多前书第六章第十九节。十九节，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
Verse 20.
二十节，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身上荣耀神。
Here tell us two reasons why we must keep ourselves holy.
这边告诉我们两件事情，也就是说我们为什么要保持圣洁。
Paul tell us, as a member, as a children of God, this body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
保罗告诉我们，我们是神的儿女，那么我们的身体就是神的殿。
When we come to this chapel, we know.Every week, the members they vacuum, they clean the place. That become very clean place for us to stay here.
每次我们来教会，我们都看到许多弟兄姐妹打扫会堂，让这个会堂看起来整齐清洁。
There's no dirt, no rubbish.
那我们看不到垃圾，看不到脏的地方。
But if you one day come to the chapel, you see the whole pile of garbage is here. You will not feel comfortable.
那么今天如果有一天我们来到教会，看到教会许许多垃圾又脏又乱，我们都不舒服。
Because this is the house of God.
因为这是神的家。
We want to keep it clean.
我们要保持清洁。
But Paul tells us, what is the real temple of God?
但是保罗在这边告诉我们，什么是真的神的殿。
The real temple of God is not this physical chapel.
真的神的殿不是指的这个物质上的殿。
The real temple of God is our body, which is the temple of Holy Spirit.
这两节告诉我们，真正神的殿就是我们的身体，也就是圣灵的殿。
Holy Spirit live in us, so this body become a temple.
因为圣灵住在里面，所以这个身体就变成神的殿。
But unfortunately, today the temple sometimes can be dirtified.
但是今天我们看到这个神的殿有时候会被弄脏了。
Especially Paul was talking about sexual immorality.
特别保罗在这边强调性的不道德。
淫行啊。 Verse 18, Paul tells us to flee from sexual immorality.
那么十八节这里保罗告诉我们说要逃避淫行啊。
Because all the sin we committed is outside, except sexual immorality is sinning against his own body.
因为这边告诉我们，人所犯的罪，无论什么罪，都是身子以外，只有行淫是得罪自己的身体。
But nowadays, one of the biggest challenge for the children of God in the end time is sexual immorality.
今天我们所面临的不也就是这样的问题跟诱惑吗？
Because this is the end time.
因为这是末日了。
So much temptation everywhere.
我们看到处都充满了这些诱惑。
Why?
为什么？
Because nowadays the media was heavily polluted.
因为今天我们看到这个媒体已经被污染。
The movie, every movie almost have sex scenes.
那么我们看到所有的电影都有这样的情节。
Because this is the element to attract people.
因为用这样的情节才能够吸引观众。
And in the internet is the same.
那么我们看看这些网络。
Even though you don't want to go to that dirty website.
就算我们试着避免去那样的网络。
But sometimes they'll come to us.
但是这样的网站有时候自己来到我们面前。
For example, our church have an email group.
那么好像我们教会里面有这样的一个
email
的这个。
For all the church board member worker to communicate, to receive email, group email.
这样的一组 email 呢，也就是说大家都可以互相联络。
But don't know what happened.
但是我们不知道什么原因。
Some people just hack in and distribute and pollute us, bring us the very corrupted message.
那么有
from outside
就有这样的人用电脑呢植入这样的这种色情的网站呢来到这个 email 里面。
So even though you want to go, it come to you.
那么就算我们想要避免，但是这样的网站会来到我们自己的面前。
When the eye is polluted, the heart will be polluted.
当我们眼睛受污染，心就受污染。
When the heart is polluted, the action will be polluted.
当我们的心受污染，我们的行动就会污染。
So Paul tells us.
所以保罗告诉我们。
We are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
保罗告诉我们，我们要尊重自己的身体，因为我们是圣灵的殿。
It's different.
这里告诉我们不同的。
So when we face temptation.
所以今天我们面对诱惑。
We must pray to God.
我们真的要向神祷告。
Hallelujah, Jesus, help me to overcome temptation.
我们要求神真的给我们能力来克服这个困难。
Don't fall into temptation.
而不是掉进这个诱惑的网罗。
And Paul continued to say.
保罗在这边继续的说。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Because you were bought with a very heavy price.
我们为什么要尊重自己？这边另外一个原因就是我们是重价买来的。
The price which Jesus bought us is very heavy.
因为我们知道主耶稣买我们是用重价而买。
When we come to truth seeking,
当我们还在慕道的时候
we hear the truth,
我们听到了道理
we receive the Holy Spirit,
我们得到了圣灵
we are very joyful,
我们很高兴
we apply to be baptized,
我们当然想要受洗
and then we were baptized,
然后我们就接受洗礼
the church never charged us $1 to be a member,
教会从来不收任何人一毛钱来成为会员
sometimes we think, this great salvation is free.
我们常常想说，这样的恩典，这样的道理，总这么的，都是免费的。
Yes, it's free on your side, on my side.
当然，对你我而言都是免费的。
But it's not free to Jesus.
但是对神而言，对主耶稣而言，不是免费的。
Why?
为什么
？What is the price Jesus paid?
那么主耶稣付了什么样的代价呢
？His blood.
他的鲜血。
His suffering on the cross.
以及他在十字架上所受的痛苦。
So Jesus paid a very expensive, very heavy price to redeem our soul.
从这边我们看到主耶稣。用他自己这么重的代价来能够赎出我们的灵魂。
So this is a concept of separation.
所以在这里告诉我们一个很重要的分别为圣的观念。
Just like when you go to a shop.
就好像我们今天到一个商店。
You look at this item.
我们看找一样东西。
Look at this diamond maybe.
我们也许看到这样的东西。
For example, maybe a diamond. Diamond, huh?
一个钻石。
You pay a heavy price.
我们就很乐意付钱买了。
Buy it and belongs to me. Separate. No more belongs to the shop, but belongs to me.
那么当你付钱这么一买，那么这个钻石就是你的了。
So this is the same concept.
同样的道理。
But on the opposite, when Jesus bought us, we were not a diamond.
但是反过来说，当主耶稣用重价买我们的时候，我们不是店里面的钻石。
We were very dirty.
我们那时候还是很脏的嘞。
We were very humble.
我们是很这个谦卑的嘞。
卑贱的，
很卑贱的嘞。
But when Jesus bought us,
但是当主耶稣买我们的时候
，He wanted to change us.
他要改变我们。
From a useless rock, he wants us to be a diamond.
他要把我们从一个没有用的石头琢磨成一个钻石。
To become a stone, a rock which can shine the glory of God.
那么要用我们这样的一个钻石来荣耀他的名。
So that's why we are different.
所以说我们不同的。
So we should live a different life.
因此我们要能够生活在不同的环境下。
不同的生活。
不同的生活。
Okay, how can we be different?
那么我们怎么样能够有不同的生活
？Just like what we said, we should keep ourselves from sexual immorality.
就好像我们刚才所说的，我们要逃避淫行。
And also, Paul tells us.
那么保罗在这边也再一次告诉我们。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 10.
我们请看哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
Chapter 10, verse 16.
哥林多前书第十章第十六节。
16 to 21.
哥林多前书第十章第十六节，我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？十七，我们虽多，仍是一个饼一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。十八，你们看属肉体的以色列人，那吃祭物的岂不是在祭坛上有份吗？十九，我是怎么说的呢？岂是说祭偶像之物算得什么呢？或是偶像算的什么呢？是二十，我乃是说外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼，不是祭神。我不愿意你们与鬼相交。二十一节，你们不能喝主的杯，又喝鬼的杯；不能吃主的筵席，又吃鬼的筵席。
Here Paul tells us in another aspect of our life we must be separated and different than the world.
在这里保罗告诉我们，我们如何在生活上面分别为圣。
We come to partake the Holy Communion.
我们来到教会来领圣餐。
We belong to Jesus.
我们属于基督的。
Through this Holy Communion, we belong to Jesus.
那么经由这样的圣餐里，我们属基督。
But after we believe, we should not partake the food offered to idols.
因此，在我们信主之后，我们不能够再去领祭物，领。献给偶像的祭物。
There was another, there's a friend of another Christian denomination.
那么有这样的一个朋友，那他是属于另外一个教会的。
He met our True Dear Church member.
那么他与我们基督，与我们教会的信徒碰面。
And discuss about the Bible.
那么在讨论圣经当中。
And suddenly the topic of whether we can eat the food sacrificed to idol, the topic was raised.
那么他们在讨论当中谈到这样的一个话题，也就是。我们是不是可以吃献给偶像的祭物
？And he said, "Yes, we can eat."
那么他的答案是说，当然可以啦。
Yeah, we can eat anything.
我们什么都可以吃的。
Nothing can harm us.
那么这些东西对我们都没有什么伤害的。
And our church member, true Jesus church member, tell him, look at this Bible verse. We cannot eat.
但是我们真耶稣教会的信徒举了这个圣经作为规则，说我们是不可以吃的。
And then they don't understand why you are so strict.
那么他就不了解了，为什么我们这么样的严守圣经呢
？Actually, it's not that we are strict, but the Bible is just like this.
并不是说我们怎么样的严守圣经，而是说圣经就这么告诉我们。
This is the original teaching.
那因为这个就是原始最原始的一种教导。
Because we have the Spirit of God inside us, we must keep ourselves pure.
因为我们有神的灵在我们里面，我们当然要保持圣洁。
So this is the precious point about the True Jesus Church.
因此，这就是说我们真耶稣教会最。宝贵的地方
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
因为我们有神的灵同在
We must separate ourselves from all the sins.
我们必须要与罪来分别为圣
And also we should not go to other church to partake the Holy Communion too.
那么再一点就是我们也不可以到外教会去吃他们所谓的圣餐礼
Because different churches sometimes they have different spirits.
因为不一样的教会总是有不一样的灵存在
So we should keep ourselves pure.
因此我们要保持自己很纯正
Okay, the fourth point.
第四点
What is the difference between human beings and animals?
那么第四点，我们再来谈人跟动物有什么差别呢
？Is the blessings are different?
所受到的祝福是不同的。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
我们再看回创世纪第二章
，verse 1 to 3.
创世纪第二章第一节到第三节。创世纪第二章第一节，天地万物都造齐了。第二节到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他的一切的工，安息了。第三节，神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为这日神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。
This is the origin of Sabbath.
那么在这边告诉看到了，这是安息日最原始的由来。
Why did God establish the Sabbath?
那么神为什么要立安息日
？We know God never need to rest physically.
对神而言，神不需要在物质上面做休息。
Because God is Almighty.
因为神是无所不能的。
He will never feel too tired to do something.
对神而言，没有累的感觉。
Even from God, He is able to create the whole world in 1 second.
那么对神而言，神可以创造整个世界。很快，在一秒钟之内都可以做到。
He doesn't even need 6 days to complete his work.
他并不需要像这样按部就班，六天才能完成。
But why he show us this example?
但是他为什么要用这样的方法来造世界呢？
Is to give us an example.
因为他要给我们这样的一个例子。
Work 6 days.
六天的工作。
And you must rest 1 day.
那么第七天一定要休息。
This is God designed according to our human being the needs.
在这里我们看到神是体谅人来。制造这样的第七天。
Nowadays, the science has already proved.
在这边我们已经知道了许多的科学家都已经证实了。
Human being life, the work as a cycle have a biological clock inside.
那么人在生理时钟以及工作时钟都有一个期限。
Always 7 days, just like a cycle.
那么每七天就是一个循环。
If you work 6 days, you must rest 1 day.
也就是说，六天工作之后，第七天一定得要休息。
There are some people.When they immigrate to a new country,
我们看到有许多人啊，刚移民到新的国家。
They need money.
他们需要钱。
They work whole week.
所以他们七天工作。
They work 1 job, 2 job, 3 jobs.
也许他们有好几个工作。
They work 7 days a week.
他们七天整整做满了。
Never rest.
从来不休息。
Yes, for the first few years, they earn some money.
当然，在头几年，也许因为这样来赚到钱。
But usually, we see them within 10 years or even 5 or 6 years, the health.Must deteriorate.
但是当我们仔细观察这样的人在5年甚至10年的时间他们的健康就出问题了。
So God knows we need rest.
所以神知道人要休息。
But this rest is for human being.
而且这边告诉我们这个安息是给人的。
Because God established this Sabbath day for human being.
因为神造定安息日是为人而定。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 2.
我们看到马可福音。
Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to Mark chapter 2, verse 27.
马可福音的第二章的第27节。
Mark chapter 2, verse 27.
马可福音第二章第27节又对他们说：“安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。”
Verse 28.
28节，所以人子也是安息日的主。
Now here Jesus interprets the Sabbath day.
在这里主耶稣再一次来怎么样解释安息日。
Some people argue Sabbath day belonged to the Jewish people.
因为有人会很争议的说安息日事实上是犹太教的安息日。
Some people say Sabbath day belonged to the Old Testament.
有人说安息日是属于旧社会应该是旧约的安息日。
Belonged to Moses' time.
属于摩西时代的。
We are under grace.
今天我们是恩典时代。
We are under New Testament.
今天我们是新约时代。
We are under Jesus' salvation.
我们今天是主耶稣救恩时代。
We don't need to keep Sabbath.
所以我们不需要遵守安息日。
But is it correct?
这是正确的吗？
This is not correct.
当然不对的。
Jesus said.
因为主耶稣在这里告诉我们
Sabbath was made for man.
安息日是为神是为人而设立
What kind of man?
什么样的人
Not Jewish man
并不是为犹太人
Not Chinese man
并不是只为中国人
But mankind
而是为全人类设立
So that means if we are human being we are entitled to this rest
所以今天如果我们是人类那么我们就能够享有安息
Is God separated this day give to the person which he separated?
因为在安息在创世纪，神已经将安息日分别出来，要给那分别为圣的人。
Sabbath day was not made for animal.
安息日不是为动物设立。
Animal did not entitled to this kind of blessing.
动物并不能够来进入享安息。
Of course, if human being rest, animal also rest together.
当然，今天我们如果养动物，我们人休息，动物也休息。
But this is not for animal as a purpose.
但是并不是为动物而设立安息日。
It's for us.
而是为我们人而设立。
So today are we blessed?
今天我们是不是真的享受到这个祝福
？We must rest.
我们要享受祝福就要安息。
But doesn't mean oh stay at home sleeping whole days above there and I'm at rest.
安息并不是说我们在家里睡觉那个叫安息。
Rest means spiritual rest.
安息指的我们属灵上的安息。
Some people do nothing at home resting, but their mind is not peaceful.
我们常常在家里坐着不做事休息，可是我们的脑袋休息不了。
Our body is very tired.
我们的身体很累了。
But some members testify.
有些信徒这样的见证。
Even when they are very tired.
当他们很累的时候。
When they are troubled.
当他们很被愁烦困苦的时候。
When they are heavily burdened.
当他们挑重担的时候。
But they come to church.
一来到教会
hear the word of God,
听到神的道理
sing a hymn,
唱一首诗
kneel down to pray,
跪下来祷告
cry to God,
那么向神哭泣
when they go home,
当他回家的时候
the spirits feel refreshed,
他们就觉得自己心里面的灵真的是安息了
this is the real blessing,
那么这才是真正的福气、
you must rest in God to be blessed,
因为要在神里面得安息才是真正的福气
so today God separated us from theRest of the animals.
今天神把人与其他的动物分别出来。
Our image is different.
我们的形象不同。
Our work is different.
我们的工作不同。
Our spirit is different.
我们的灵不同。
And our blessing are different.
我们所收到祝福是不同。
Are we enjoying all this privilege?
是不是我们身为一个人真正享受神所授给我们这些祝福呢？
Do we carry out our duty?
我们是不是做到我们该做的？
May God bless us.
愿神祝福我们。
Let's sing hymn 243.
我们请唱诗243首。